Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome once again to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein, and if this is your first time listening, our show is all about CEOs, business owners, and executives who have found success with their business and with themselves. Today's show is all about healthcare software and automobile sales. We have in the studio today Ray Huffines, dealer principal of Huffines Auto Dealership, and John Olajide, who is the president and CEO of Access. So let's start with John. John Olajide.
Yes.
I'll get this correct, John. He is the president and CEO and founder of Access. Yes. Prior to founding Access in 2007, John was an independent consultant for health home health agencies. He began in the home health industry as a contract IT support person for several home health agencies in the Dallas area. And in doing this, he quickly identified the need for a one-stop resource to accomplish all aspects of operations. After consulting for several home health agencies nationwide, John recognized the opportunity to create a user-friendly and web-based home health software solution to improve business management, which triggered Access's entrance into the home health software business. And John is extremely passionate about improving the quality of healthcare services given to patients in their homes by empowering home health agencies and professionals through the use of technology and education. John, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. First question I need to ask you is, for all the listeners, what does Access do?
Access is a technology company that provides web-based software to help home health agencies run their businesses more efficiently. Home health agencies are companies, organizations that send medical staff, physicians, nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, home health aides to patients' homes to provide care. Home health has been a historically, it's an essential part of the healthcare system, but it's one that's been historically unappreciated. And patients like to get the care they need in the privacy of their homes, and technology and the economics of healthcare delivery really is driving a push for more and more home health services. If you run into a lot of patients, they'll tell you, I would rather be at home getting the care I need than be in a hospital. So it's exciting to be able to add value to people's lives by empowering home health agencies and their staff to provide the best care for patients in the privacy of their homes. We're excited about that.
I think there's a lot of people that don't realize the impact that home health care has. I didn't really realize it until my mother needed to have somebody coming to the home to help her and take care of her occasionally, and it's imperative to have good people. But the beginning of your company actually began with a visit you had with your aunt at, was it her health agency?
No, she worked for a home health agency at the time.
And what did you do? You went in there, saw some computer systems, and realized they needed some help.
Yes, I walked in. I walked in her office to go pick up an item. I don't even remember what I was going to go pick up at this point. So I walked in, I noticed lots and lots of office computers in their office, and just naturally, because I love computers, and I asked her, you know, are all these computers set up on a computer network? And she didn't know what I was talking about. She said, what is a computer network? And I explained how if they had all the computers hooked up, it could help make their lives easier. They could share information and documents easily over a network. It made sense to her, so she invited her boss over. And I explained to the boss the benefits of having a computer network, and she liked that too. So she said, okay, why don't you go ahead and create a computer network and let us know how that's going to work. So I set out to create a computer network for them and help them create policies on information sharing, just help them make their lives easier. And it's been exciting ever since.
Did they become the first client of yours?
You can say that. Yes, they were. That wasn't my intention walking in, but eventually they became our first client. And I'm proud and I'm excited to say they're still our customer now.
Oh, that's great. So just a happenstance situation caused you to do that. You did have a background in software development at that point?
You can say that. I was in college at the time at the University of Texas at Dallas studying telecommunications engineering. And software and computer networks are things that are just naturally I was naturally interested in. So when I walked into her home health agency, it was a natural question. But my intention wasn't necessarily to go set up their network. It's just to see what they were doing and see if there was a way to help them be more efficient and make their lives easier. So so software and technology in general is are things that I'm passionate about.
I was impressed when I went to your website. And for those listening, if you'd like to join us, it's Access Consulting.
It's accessweb.com.
AXXESS web.com. And what I was interested in on the right hand side of your homepage, it has a number of upcoming events, which is training, both webinars and live training.
Yes.
This is something that most firms don't do. How did you begin to get into the training aspect for your clients?
When we started working, after working with my aunt and the home health agency she worked for at the time, I recognized that there was a need for home health agencies to have a one-stop resource to go to get all their needs met. Billing, they had billing problems to bill insurance providers, scheduling needs, just operations, just all aspects of their business. So I recognized the need for that. So created a consulting company to help home health agencies be more successful. So in the course of doing that, there were lots of things that they needed help with, and they could benefit from a lot of education and training. So very early on, it was important that we empowered the home health agencies that we worked with the training and education they needed to be successful. So when we saw a need for home health management software later, the training and education was still an important component of what we're doing, because really, truly, we want them to be successful. We want them to be empowered to be successful home health agencies. And even more importantly, want to empower their staff to provide the best care for the patients. So the relatives and family members that you have that are getting home health services, we want to make sure that the staff providing those services are trained to do their jobs well, and also have the technology they need so they can focus on the patients and not paperwork.
So if I say you're a software company, that's really incorrect. You're more than a software company.
You're right.
You do all these things to help the clients become more effective in working with their patients.
You're right. You know, we see our customers as an extension of our family, and we want them to get the sense that they're paying us a lot more. They're getting a lot more from us than they're paying us for, rather. You know, so we want them to feel like they're getting a lot more value than they're paying us for, and that's very important to us.
And that key there is value. And my guess is because of all you're doing for them, once you develop a client, they stay with you.
Yes, yes.
Well, I've noticed from an article in the Dallas Business Journal that you've developed a 10% market share in 2 years.
Right.
Well, in addition to the training and the value added you're providing, what has helped you get to the 10% market share?
You know, we have a great team at Access. It's teamwork. We're passionate about the work that we're doing, and what we've done is found people that believe in what we're doing, and we can all work together. And we've been able to leverage our deep industry experience gained from providing consulting services over the years in collaboration with our customers. We listen to our customers a lot. At Access, we are fanatical about customer service. So we're able to leverage our deep industry expertise in collaboration with the home health agencies to meet the needs of really an underserved industry. And we're in this for the long haul. Our customers recognize that. And we keep making sure that we treat them well. Like I said, we want to make sure they get more than they're paying us for. And we go to work every day thinking about that. And that means a lot to us.
So your focus is 100% of your clients 24/7.
200% of our clients 24/7.
John Olajide is the president and CEO of Access, which is a software company for the home healthcare industry. We're going to talk more about how John built his company up the last few years. We're going to take a quick break. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Typically, as we become older, between 40 and 45 and 50, we will generally begin to experience, you know, changes associated with aging. My energy is less than, I don't think as clearly. My memory, my focus is not there. I don't sleep as well. In the bedroom, there are changes that I don't want to deal with. That's where we come in. So we focus on exercise, which is appropriate. We all know that. A proper nutritional approach. The nutritional supplements that are going to be there directly for each patient to return them to health, but then rebalancing their hormone levels to allow them to mimic where they were when they were in their late 20s and in their early 30s. Become that vibrant person that they used to be beforehand. For most of us, at the age of 30, that really was our best time.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
Can we talk about colonoscopies for just a minute? Wait. Before you zone out or change the station, just listen to a couple of facts. Fact: when caught early, colon cancer is 90% preventable. Fact: a colonoscopy not only detects cancer, it can prevent it by removing precancerous growths called polyps. Fact: lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they'll never get one. If you're at risk for colon cancer, a colonoscopy is the best way to find it and fix it. That means if you're 50 or older, or 45 for African Americans, you need to get screened. If you have a family history, you may need to get screened earlier. Okay. Thanks for not changing the station. You've actually just thought about colonoscopies for a solid minute. The worst part is over. Now that you have the facts, take charge of your health. In Dallas-Fort Worth, visit NorthTexasGI.com. Or in Mesquite, visit TexasGIcenter.com.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
It's probably logical for most of us. By the time we reach 50 years old, our hormone levels are in decline. Women, as you know, around the age of 50, begin to enter menopause and therefore experience those changes too. So energy is an enormous part of this. We go home, it's 6 o'clock at night, we have dinner, we go and watch TV, and the next thing it is, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we're fast asleep on the couch. Your wife says to you, darling, do you want to go out to a movie? And you go, oh, darling, I'm just too tired, I can't do that. When you were younger, you were so vibrant. You never thought twice about somebody saying to you, hey, do you want to go and see a movie? Yes, you're already out the door at that point. Isn't it wonderful to have energy back again? Isn't it wonderful to feel so much better? And I think that's where we come in and do such a marvelous job.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com. That's 800AGEExpert.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. Again, I'm Steve Klein. And we have in the studio with us John Olajide, who is the CEO of Access, which is software for the home health care business. And John is extremely passionate about his business. And John, we were talking at the break, and I saw an article again about you in the Dallas Business Journal about the number of home health care professionals that you have. And you mentioned now it's gone up to about 40,000 home health care professionals, and you track this by them logging in.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That is a tremendous amount of home health care professionals. Now, is that worldwide?
It's nationwide.
Nationwide.
Okay. We're serving customers in we have users from about 40 states that log into our software every day.
Do you have competition that has something similar to you, or do you have such a unique software that the agencies need to use you?
There are other home health software providers in the country, but we provide, like you mentioned earlier, we provide a lot more than home health software for our customers. We provide them all the tools they need to succeed, not just software. We train them, we educate them to be efficient businesses, and also make sure their staff are empowered to provide the best care for their patients in the patients' homes. And the way I like to tell people is, if I were a home health patient, if I were a patient, I'd like to receive care from a home health agency that uses Access software, because I believe their staff are empowered to provide the best care for me.
So the fact that you are helping these home healthcare agencies, they're better at what they do because of access.
Yes.
You are, in addition to the 40,000 home healthcare professionals, you're impacting over 150,000 patients.
Right, and nothing excites me more than that, because we're adding value and helping patients get better in their homes. We're helping these home health agencies just streamline their operations. They can grow their business. They can be more compliant. And most importantly, the patients are getting the improved patient outcomes. The patients are getting better in their homes. They're happier. And that's exciting. It's exciting to get up every day and go to work and know that you're making a difference in people's lives in that manner. And I like that a lot.
Now, your business is only about 6 years old. You began in 2007.
Right.
Customer service is a big part of your business, as you mentioned before.
Yes,
the break.
Is. We are fanatical about customer service.
What caused you to get so fanatical about customer service? Was it something that you saw or didn't see in previous jobs you've had?
You know, I have always wanted to call organizations and be treated well. I mean, a lot of us have had instances where we called companies and you just got the sense that whoever you were talking to didn't really care about your needs and they wanted to get you off the phone as quick as possible. And I wanted to challenge us at Access to do it differently. We treat our customers as an extension of our family, and I want our customers to call and know that, you know, these guys really care about what I'm doing. They care about what our needs are. And we're particular about who we hire. We only hire people with healthcare industry experience so that they can speak our customers' language. So they aren't, when our customers call in, the folks answering the phones are not just technical support people. These are healthcare industry professionals that understand your needs. So they know what your problems are, and they'll show you how you can get the most out of our software to help you solve those problems. So customer service, we think about that all the time, and I'm thinking, how can we make these customers happier? We think about that constantly.
I'm willing to bet as you're looking for new personnel for your business, you're also looking at the kind of attitude they have.
Absolutely.
And it has to be that giving, that customer service type attitude also.
Absolutely.
Now, if we have any listeners that either are home healthcare patients or know someone that is, should they ask the firm they're working with if they use Access software?
They should. And like I mentioned, we want to empower the home health agencies and the home health staff with all the tools they need to do the best job so that they can focus on you. If you're a patient, you want the care staff focusing on you and not paperwork and documentation. So they should ask the home health agencies they should ask their home health agencies if they're using Access software.
You have had a lot of success primarily because of the value added you're providing your clients.
Right.
You have tremendous customer service.
Right.
Anything else that makes your business stand out compared to the competition?
You know, we say something at Access. We want to be the best company to do business with and the best company to work for. We love our people. Our people are what make Access what it is. It's a team of amazing people. I love going to work every day. I'm excited to see them. We hire really, really smart people. And we give them the tools they need. They're empowered to serve customers. You know, Steve, if you call a company and talk to a customer service rep, you can tell if they're happy or not. You can tell if they're having a good day or not.
Absolutely, yes.
We want to make sure we're taking care of our folks, that they're enjoying what they're doing, that they're challenged. We reward them very well so that when you're talking to them, you get the sense that whoever you're talking to on the phone has got a smile on their face. That's the type of customer service we want to provide. And, you know, all we're known for is just that company that provides amazing customer service, nothing would delight me more.
Well, if all of John's employees have the passion that he has, and I'm sitting here in the studio looking at John, you can't see him. You can just tell this is just oozing out of his body. Now, you haven't been in business that long, and this
right.
is your first business. What advice would you give to a struggling entrepreneur or a business owner to make their business successful?
Wow, that's a great question. That's a great.
You've obviously thought of a lot of things as you've put your business together. If you were
right.
looking back and you were going to start all over again, what would you do differently then?
You know, it's not just what I would do differently. I think what you need to do is surround yourself with really smart people. If you can get a lot of smart people to work together and really believe in what it is that you're doing, you're well on your way to our success. So it's surrounding yourself with a great team. And making sure they know what they're doing, make sure they believe in what you're doing as an organization. And then as an entrepreneur, you need to know when you don't know it. And you need to know when you can say, hey, these are my skill sets. This is what I'm good at. And this is what I don't know how to do. Now I need to go out there and find someone else that's really good at it, that believes in what I'm doing as an organization, and that can help us be better. So I think knowing when to ask for help is very, very important.
I'm willing to bet that you have people around you that know a lot more than you know in certain areas.
Absolutely.
And that makes you successful.
Absolutely. You know, I've read stories about those. Some gentleman that was asked, and he had made a claim that he was the smartest person in the world, and someone challenged him and said, you cannot be the smartest person in the world. And he said, well, why don't you try me? Ask me any questions. And then they asked him whatever the question was, and he picked up the phone and called a good friend. And have an answer for all that, you know. So a lot of things that I don't know, I know people that know, and I can call them up, and they'll help answer your question. And I think that's the culture that we even provide for our customers. When they need help that we cannot provide, we'll go find the answer.
So you know who to get the answer from when you need it.
Yes, yes, I do.
What's next for your business? You've developed this company. It's taken you about 6 years. You've developed software. Where are you going from here?
You know, there's still lots of opportunities. I think there's still a lot of ways we can do our work better. We're challenging ourselves to innovate more. And we're talking to our customers all the time and listening to them and asking them, what more can we do for you? How can we do things better? And Steve, frankly, there's a long list of things that we can do better. And we're working hard every day to make sure that we can offer our customers more value. Just they can get a better relationship. I mean, just they can grow their businesses with us. They can decrease their cost of doing business. They can be more compliant, and they can be more successful. And like I said, ultimately, we want to make sure that the patient outcomes are improving because these organizations are using our software. So there are lots of things that we can do better for them, and we keep listening to them. And we go to work every day for our customers to make them happier.
If you had all the answers, you might as well go out of business right now because there's no place else to grow. So
right.
It's a continual growth business every day.
Right.
John Olajide, the CEO and founder of Access. And again, what is that website they can go to get more information?
It's accessweb.com. It's AXXESSweb.com.
And is there a phone number they could contact you or
yes.
your company at?
Yes, it's our local number. It's 214-575-7711. Or toll-free, 866-795-5990.
John, thank you very much for being a guest.
Thank you, Steve.
Enjoyed having you, John Olajide.
My pleasure is mine. Pleasure is mine. Thank you.
And he has developed a tremendous business with Access, AXXESS. Thank you, John. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about cars, which is something people like talking about. Stay with us. Ray Huffines is next with us. I'm Steve Klein. Stay with us.
News and information, KLIF.
News every morning and afternoon.
More news, more stories than KRLD. News updates at least 4 times an hour, every 15 minutes. Right now, traffic on the fives. Every morning and afternoon, followed by weather. With the most trusted name in North Texas, WBAP meteorologist Brad Barton.
Business news updates at 20 and 50 minutes after the hour.
And sports from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Your commute is covered. Coming and going.
News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2, KLIF.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Our process starts with 92-panel biomarker blood work, and in that blood work, obviously, all the hormone levels of the body are going to be reviewed. Your normal blood work that you would have with your doctor is going to be there too. But what we do that is different is that we review markers of inflammation and risk factors for disease as well. Now think about it. As we become older, is it not better for us not to have to deal with something than to have to deal with something? And so if we are able to look at hormone levels too and see where they come to lie, a program is then built upon their particular need. In other words, one person does not need what another one does, nor is one person's goals the same as that of another. So yes, it's very individualized, very much to what they want themselves.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
Congratulations, KLIF listeners. You are pretty special. 9 out of 10 of you are homeowners. You earn more than most. Plus, you're well-educated. Now, guess what else? You're also an incredible target market for advertising. So, if you listen to KLIF and you own a business, well, you might want to advertise to great folks like you right here. To advertise on KLIF, call Jerry at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
96.3 FM HD2 and 570 AM.
Two great places to keep up with your world with KLIF News and Information.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to our second segment of Playmakers Talk Show. This playmaker, this segment, is Ray Huffines. And Ray is a dealer principal for Huffines Auto Dealerships. Ray is a third-generation dealer. They have eight locations in the Dallas area. Now, the Huffines Motor Company actually began in 1924 by Ray's grandfather, J.L. Huffines Sr., and later run by Ray's dad. The Huffines Motor Company started with a Willis Overland dealership in Denton in 1924, 89 years ago, and then added a Chevrolet franchise in 1927 in Louisville. Today, the Huffines Auto Dealerships sell more than 13,000 new and used vehicles a year, still embracing an 89-year-old mission that Ray's grandfather developed, which is basically to treat customers right and support the communities in which the Huffines dealerships operate. Now, Ray himself grew up in Commerce, Texas, where Ray's father had the Chevrolet Buick Pontiac dealership. As soon as Ray had his driver's license, he started working at the dealership, but toward the bottom end as a mechanics helper, as a parts department stocker, counterman, and driver. After college at Texas A&M, Ray sold cars and later became the sales manager at his father's Chevrolet dealership in Louisville. But then Ray went into politics of sorts, working with Texas Governor Bill Clements as his personal assistant. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to ask Ray some questions. In 1983, he went back to dealership in Louisville as the service manager. At the same time, he was awarded the Chevrolet Point in Plano, opening in 1984, and he has since added a Chrysler dealership in Plano and a Dodge dealership in Louisville in 1986. Ray ran the Plano dealerships while his dad ran the Louisville dealerships, and that was the beginning of their expansion with a total of eight dealerships in Plano, McKinney, Denton, and Louisville. Ray, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Steve, for having me.
A lot to say, but it's been 89 years of history for your company. Now, your franchises, your group, has been one of the top 100 dealership groups in the country for a number of years, and you're also one of the largest in the DFW area. What did it take to have the success you've achieved?
Well, I obviously started with my grandfather, and the values that he established have carried on, and I tell everyone that we've been given a great reputation, and we want to do everything we can to protect and even enhance that reputation.
Well, you have been in the automobile business virtually all your life, growing up into it with working with your father, except for that short period of time where first you worked on the Reagan for President campaign.
Right.
And then you went to work for Bill Clements. Tell us about that. What was that experience like, working for the governor of the state of Texas?
Well, it was a great experience. I never intended my career to be in politics or government, but when I had the opportunity and he asked me to be his personal assistant, I just thought it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up, because Governor Clements, first and foremost, was a businessman. And to be able to be with him, I thought was just a great education. And so I enjoyed it. It was exciting. I learned a lot, and it made a big impact.
I'm sure just being at the next to him all the time, having a chance to learn from someone like that had to have been invigorating and gave you a lot of new information.
Yeah, it just, you know, watching him operate, the way he conducted meetings and everything, it was very helpful to me and in my career, for sure.
Did you meet him during the Reagan for President campaign?
I got more acquainted, but actually it was before that. I was in Louisville in the Rotary Club, and it was my turn to get a speaker, and he was running for governor. And so I invited him to come speak at the Rotary Club. So that's how we first met.
As simple as that.
Yes.
And it grew from there.
Right.
That's tremendous. And then you came back, went to work at your father's Chevrolet store. But now you have two Chevy stores, you have two Chrysler stores, a couple of Hyundai stores, a couple of Kia stores, a Subaru franchise. Well, I know in the automobile business that manufacturers only offer additional points to highly successful dealers. So what's the secret to your success?
Well, it's people. I mean, we're in a people business, I don't repair any cars. You know, I don't repair any collision repairs. I don't really sell cars. I mean, I do talk to people, but it's people. They're the ones that do all the work. So we just value people. We try to hire the right people that share our values and empower them. And it's been successful.
Well, your grandfather, who started the business back in the mid-20s, had something unique going on. I was looking at the history, and if anybody wants to check this out, you can go to Huffines.net. And at Huffines.net, you'll see a list of the different franchises that the Huffines auto dealerships have. You can click on any one of those, and when you do that, you can click on the history of Huffines auto dealerships. And I noticed under one of them, because you have a timeline there, that your grandfather actually took in feed and livestock as payment during the Great Depression. So it sounds like he was extremely innovative in the way he ran his business.
Yes, I think so. My grandfather and my dad always had ranching too. And so when it comes to making a trade, they were traders. And so mules, you know, whatever, they'd trade more.
Matter of fact, I believe there is a reality show on TV right now with a dealer up in the Northeast that does something like that even to this day, though he does that on a regular basis and when he trades for almost anything. But coming back to your business, you've been extremely successful. You worked for your dad when he had his dealerships, but was it always something in your head that you wanted to be in the automobile business? Was it just because you were in the environment with your family that you wanted to go, or do you have aspirations of doing anything else?
No, I always wanted to be in the car business. I enjoyed the business, and like I worked during the summers at the dealership, and my dad was also in banking, and one summer I worked in the bank, and it was very boring, and I wanted to get back to the dealership, so...
Well, working in a car dealership can be extremely exciting doing what you have to do. Now, you've worked a number of different jobs in the dealership, and obviously it helps working those jobs once you run the dealerships. But if you were to go into the dealership, not as a dealer, but having some other job, what would you do?
I like people, talking to people. So, you know, in sales, you just never know what's next, and it's exciting. You get to know people and learn about them and help them get the right vehicle for their needs. So if I wasn't the dealer, I guess I'd be a salesman.
Well, you are the consummate salesperson, and you are the number one salesperson, obviously, for your group. There are lots of places to purchase cars in DFW. Why should a customer go to one of the Huffines dealerships?
Well, I think if you're thinking about buying anything, you want to do business with people you trust. And so we look for the long-term relationships with our customers. And there's a lot of things that a business could do to make more money in the short term by just doing things a little bit in the gray area, let's say. But we value what's best for the long term. So I would just say, do business with people you trust.
Well, that's an interesting word that you're using, and a lot of people, when they hear the word trust and think of auto dealerships, they don't actually go together in their minds. That's something I want to talk about when we come back from the great break. We're talking to Ray Huffines. We're talking about how his dealerships have been successful. We're going to talk more about that and where the Huffines group is going. Right after this, I'm Steve Klein. Stay with us. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhance decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty, so you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. You really do get what you pay for on Trex Enhance, now in stock at the Home Depot. And for a limited time, take advantage of special savings on Trex Enhance at the Home Depot.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Typically, as we become older, between 40 and 45 and 50, we will generally begin to experience, you know, changes associated with aging. My energy is less than, I don't think as clearly, my memory, my focus is not there, I don't sleep as well. In the bedroom, there are changes that I don't want to deal with. That's where we come in. So we focus on exercise, which is appropriate, we all know that, a proper nutritional approach, the nutritional supplements that are going to be there directly for each patient to return them to health, but then rebalancing their hormone levels to allow them to mimic where they were when they were in their late 20s and in their early 30s. Become that vibrant person that they used to be beforehand. For most of us, at the age of 30, that really was our best time.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
Two great signals. One great way to keep up with what's happening in your world. KLIF News and Information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM HD2.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
We are back with Ray Huffines. Ray is the dealer principal for the Huffines Auto Dealerships. And the Huffines Auto Dealership, starting as a Huffines Motor Company in 1924, have been around for 89 years. And Ray, that's an awful long time. We were talking at the break about the fact there aren't that many dealership groups that are quite that old. Because as you said, there's a generation, if they have no interest, they have to sell that dealership. Is it just been in the blood of all the Huffines family to stay in the automobile business?
Well, my dad was an only child, and he carried on in the business. I have three brothers, but none of them are involved in the business. They have other businesses that they're doing. So, you know, it just worked out that way.
Well, how about the fourth generation? Will it carry over?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I have three daughters and a son, and my son has expressed an interest, and he has been working during the summers. He's still in school. And so that's what he says he wants to do. We'll see.
So time will tell.
Right.
Well, you have Kia, you have Hyundai, Subaru, you have Chevrolet, you have all of the franchises under the Chrysler brands. You've had a lot of dealerships or a lot of franchises. You've lost a few that along the way. But what are some of the playmaking moves that you or your company have made in the business that has led to success? What are some of the things that you made a decision to do and that caused you to have more success? You think of anything specifically that?
Well, I mean, I'd have to say that God has blessed our business, because, I mean, there are great dealers that were Oldsmobile dealers, or, you know, Mercury, or, you know, Pontiac, or whatever, that are no longer around. So is it because, you know, they weren't good? Not necessarily. So I really can't take credit for all the success. I really do believe that God has played a big part in our success. And it was, you know, when I was 31 years old, I kind of had a plan for my life, but I decided that God had a better plan, because he was God. And so I decided to trust him, and I turned my life over to God. And so when we have success, I really realize that it's not because of my doing.
Well, we were talking earlier, prior to beginning the interview, about the early 90s, and you were looking at Isuzu franchises, and I think you mentioned that you couldn't get one, so you took a Hyundai franchise back in the early 90s, and that didn't excite you quite so much. Are you a little more excited about that now?
Yeah, it was the Henry Butts organization that was going out, and they were selling the franchises, and I really wanted Isuzu, but it was someone else got it, another dealer got it, and I was disappointed. But they said, well, we got Hyundai. So I took it, because in this business, you need franchises to be in business, and it really wasn't very strong franchise when we got it, but it has developed remarkably well, and we're very, very blessed to have Hyundai franchises, and the future looks very bright for Hyundai and Kia, both the Korean manufacturers. So there you go. I wasn't smart enough to figure that out.
Well, you have, in a lot of cases, been lucky with what you've done. But you also have a lot of people. Now, at all of your dealerships, you must have hundreds of people working for you. Do you look for a certain kind of person, a certain kind of person that fits within the culture of your group?
Well, yes, we do. We have about 675 employees. One thing we look for is stability. You know, when we're looking at prospective employees, someone that has moved around a lot in their jobs is not the most appealing to us. We check out their previous employers. We talk to people. So we are looking for people that share the same values of taking care of people, not only customers, but our team members too. That's important to us. It's how we treat people.
I was looking at an article that you sent me from Dealer Magazine in terms of what you offer your people, but it also talked a lot about what happened with your business over the last few years, because we had a little bit of a recession, little tiny recession that hit us a few years ago, and there are a lot of dealers that are no longer with us, both on the GM side and the Chrysler side. What did you have to do as a dealer to tighten your belt and make sure that you survived through that recession?
Well, the crash of 08 happened, I mean, in September. I mean, it immediately affected our business. Our business dropped off dramatically, and it was a stressful time, I will say that. So we did have to examine our expense side, and we had to right size, and we just had to take action. I mean, sometimes you just have to take action. We did a lot of it through attrition, but there were a few positions that we did eliminate during that time. But we looked at all the expenses, and we had some expert outside help, some consultants that also helped us in that area. It helps to have people that are experts in certain areas. And in several months, we got it stabilized to the point where we were, you know, in the black. So that helped a lot. But I mean, it was a time of prayer too, you know.
Oh, I bet.
I was praying for wisdom, and there was a neighbor of mine, a good friend of mine, and he helped, and we prayed together. So that really helped me get through that.
You know, during times like that, you know it's going to turn around. You know at some point it's going to turn around. Something you don't know when or how, and you just got to tighten your belt real tight and make that happen.
Well, as a business person, you really cannot sustain losing money.
No.
For a long period of time, it's just not going to work. And I mean, you have to at least break even and make a profit to stay in business. So when you're looking at red ink, you know, when you're looking at losses, I mean, you've got to do something.
Well, I know that you have some extreme expenses in your dealership, advertising being one of them. It takes out a big chunk, but you need to do that. You did cut back on your advertising.
Yeah.
Did you lose any personnel that you were hoping to keep? Or you said attrition was a big part. Did you have to let people go?
Not too many. There's a few. We had to adjust the compensation. But no, we didn't. We didn't lose people. I think everybody understood the situation, and they were loyal to us, and so we've come out of it. And many of them, I mean, we got a lot of people who've been with us a long time, so that's really gratifying to us that we have team members that are loyal to us and been with us.
I know a lot of business, especially in the automobile business, to become a dealer. One thing is you need to have deep pockets to have some money sometimes mm-hmm. to get into it. But a lot of times dealers will have worked for good dealers and go on from there. Have you spawned off any people that have worked for you and went on to start their own dealerships?
Yes, there have been some. There was a lady that worked for us, and she got her own dealership in Corpus Christi.
Well, so how does it feel to know that person is successful because of you?
Well, we played a part. I mean, obviously, you know, she had a lot of capabilities. So.
Well, but she also worked for you, and she got a lot of training from that too, which brings up another point. Having 600-plus people, you must have a lot of training for them. Now, I know that the manufacturers provide a lot of training on a regular basis, if nothing else, when new vehicles, new models come out. But do you have ongoing training for your people to help them?
We do. We do have training. Chevrolet had a program where they wanted all the dealers to go to a Disney Institute and study. You know, they train you how they do things, and training is a really big part of it. And so that's an area that we want to continue to improve, is add more training, and so it's an exciting vision for us to become even better, continuous improvement, and so training is a big part of that.
Well, the most important part of your business is the people. When a customer walks in the door, it's not the beautiful dealership you have, but it's that person they're dealing with. But there are some manufacturers that push the dealers into having a certain kind of decor and a certain mm-hmm. model. Has that happened with you with the dealerships that you've had?
Well, yes. They're called the Image Programs, and Chevrolet has an Image Program, and they compensate you after you've done it on a periodic basis. It was good for us. The timing was good. Our two Chevrolet buildings had been built in the 80s, and so they were really in need. So we did the program, which is very specific. Every tile, everything is specified, but we're really pleased with how it came out. And so you do have to keep your facilities up.
I know that in working with a lot of automobile dealerships, there's just a lot of wear and tear that happen in those buildings on a day-to-day basis, and you have a lot of upkeep and keeping them modern. But let's go back to you for a moment. You said that for all intents and purposes, your entire life, you want to be in the automobile business.
Right.
What were the fun cars that you drove mm-hmm. growing up? Because you probably had some access to them, but what did you enjoy growing up as time went on?
My first car was a Camaro, and I really enjoyed the Camaros.
I can see you driving a Camaro.
Yeah, when I was younger. And then one year, my grandfather allowed me to order a car, and so I ordered my own car. It was a Chevelle SS454, mm-hmm. and that was fun. So,
do you wish you had kept those cars?
Yeah, my dad wasn't interested in keeping the cars. The cars were for sale, as far as he's concerned. So, yeah, it would have been fun, but you know, cars start deteriorating if you don't drive them, and sometimes it's a lot of work.
It, I would think, becomes extremely expensive to keep cars. We all hear about Jay Leno and all the cars that he keeps, but that's got to be a business unto itself, just mm-hmm. making sure that happens.
Yeah.
To do that. We talked a little bit earlier about Hyundai and Kia. You also have, which have some great style cars. You have Chevy, you have Chrysler with some great cars too. What do you like now? What is your favorite car that's out
now,
there?
Now, see, you can't take favorites from your children.
But see if I can pinpoint you to something.
You know, all the cars are really good. I mean, the improvements that have been made over the years is really dramatic. And so they're all good. Jeeps, we sell a lot of Jeeps, the Grand Cherokees, the Wranglers. Hyundai's very, very high volume for us. We sell a lot of those. Camaro's back now. So that's another. There's just a lot of good vehicles. We're very fortunate to have the franchises that we do.
I think you'll agree it's really difficult to buy a poorly made car these days, regardless.
Right.
We've had Ray Huffines. Ray is the dealer principal for Huffines Auto Dealerships. And Ray, if someone wanted to get in touch with a dealership, what should they do?
Well, the best way is to go to the website, because each one of our locations has a different phone number, so there's not one central phone number. And
the website is Huffines.net.
Right.
And I keep hearing that in my head from all the commercials you have on a regular basis. Ray, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Steve.
This has been Playmakers Talk Show. My name is Steve Klein. Check us out, PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week.
KLIF News and Information in the Morning.
With Dave Williams and Amy Shadra.
Tuesday morning brings the latest news, weather, and traffic information that you'll need to get back to work, of course. And are you ready to do some camping this summer? Tomorrow morning at 7:36, we'll talk with Brian Schaefer, CEO of the Texas Association of Campground Owners. He'll have some great tips on where to camp in Texas, depending on what your needs are.
News and Information in the Morning, 6 till 9.
News and Information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2. KLIF.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
It's probably logical for most of us. By the time we reach 50 years old, our hormone levels are in decline. Women, as you know, around the age of 50, begin to enter menopause and therefore experience those changes too. So energy is an enormous part of this. We go home at 6 o'clock at night, we have dinner, we go and watch TV, and the next thing it is, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we're fast asleep on the couch. Your wife says to you, darling, do you want to go out to a movie? And you go, oh, darling, I'm just too tired, I can't do that. When you were younger, you were so vibrant. You never thought twice about somebody saying to you, hey, do you want to go and see a movie? Yes, you're already out the door at that point. Isn't it wonderful to have energy back again? Isn't it wonderful to feel so much better? And I think that's where we come in and do such a marvelous job.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com. That's 800AGEExpert.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn here in Texas is a living, breathing thing. And right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food. A regular feeding with Scott's and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
There's a reason you see the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at your pediatrician's office. There's a reason doctors and nurses use it both at work and at home. That reason is because the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives fast, accurate readings with just a gentle forehead scan. Backed by more than 40 published medical studies, it gives you the peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. So there's no reason you shouldn't have one in your home. Pick one up today at Costco and other fine retailers.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Our process starts with 92-panel biomarker blood work, and in that blood work, obviously, all the hormone levels of the body are going to be reviewed. Your normal blood work that you would have with your doctor is going to be there too. But what we do that is different is that we review markers of inflammation and risk factors for disease as well. Now think about it. As we become older, is it not better for us not to have to deal with something than to have to deal with something? And so if we are able to look at hormone levels too and see where they come to lie, a program is then built upon their particular need. In other words, one person does not need what another one does, nor is one person's goals the same as that of another. So yes, it's very individualized, very much to what they want themselves.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas.
KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.
News and information, KLIF.
News every morning and afternoon.
More news, more stories than KRLD. News updates at least 4 times an hour, every 15 minutes. Right now, traffic on the 5s. Every morning and afternoon, followed by weather. With the most trusted name in North Texas, WBAP meteorologist Brad Barton.
Business news updates at 20 and 50 minutes after the hour.
And sports from Sports Radio.
KLIF.
KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth.